ask you if you were able to do something, you'd say, sure, I
can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no,
I don't feel like it.
Well, I'd like to, but I
can't. I don't have time.
If you just refuse to do something, they ask you, will you do it? You'd say, no, I
don't want to do it for you.
Or
I haven't got time.
Okay. Or they say, will you? And you say, no,
I haven't got time.
Okay. And say if someone asked you about sundown to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and all I'm going to today.
I worked all I'm going to work today.
Did you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to, or done work?
I've done all the work I'm going to do.
Okay. And you tell a child, no, you're not doing what you
was told to do.
Or what you
going to do.
Okay. And say if the corn seems a little bit short this year, you'd say, well, at this time of year, the corn, what to be taller, the corn?
I didn't understand.
If the corn's a little bit short this year, you'd say, well, at this time of year, the corn,
it's too small.
Uh-huh. Would you say it ought to be taller or close?
Ought to have been bigger than what it is now.
What?
It ought to have been bigger than it is now.
Okay. And if the child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or, using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he
ought not have done.
And say if you did some hard work all by yourself and a friend was just standing watching you work. When you get through, you go over to him and say, instead of standing there, you know, you might
should have helped me.
Huh?
Or you should have helped me.
Okay.
Or you might could have offered some assistance.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week, you say, well, I'm not sure, but I might
get to it.
Okay. Did you ever say, I might could do it?
I might could do it.
And you say, that's the book that you bought me for Christmas.
Ordered me for
Or that you
borrowed from me?
Uh-huh. Or that's the question.
Book. I want it for Christmas.
Uh-huh. You talk about giving it. You say, that's the book that you
want it for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And so I
got it for you.
And what it to you for Christmas.
Give it to you for Christmas.
Okay, and you say, you have bought me many books.
You. What?
Talking about giving. You say, you have
given me many books.
Okay. And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
throw it back to me.
Or to
catch it.
Okay, and I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught a thing.
And you say, that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I've never
climbed it.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
And you say, those boys get mad and what do you
fight?
Huh?
Whoop each other?
Or what did you say at first?
Fight each other.
And yesterday they got mad and
fought each other.
And ever since they were small they have
fought.
And kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Hoot owl.
Okay. Any other kind of owl?
Screech owl.
And kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Any other name for them?
Woodchuck.
What's the difference?
Well, they got different sizes of them. I don't really know. One of them is red-headed peck of wood, and then it's one big old peck of wood. They call him a boat. I don't know. I forget what they call the old big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Woodchuck or
mm-hmm.
woodcock or something.
Did you ever hear the word pecker we use about people?
Yeah.